The Moretti apartments draw from the natural environment that the early settlers enjoyed, but that is now threatened by habitat destruction. Cortada recalls three of the pollinating insects that visit the building's courtyard and neighborhood. He depicts dragonflies, click beetles, and butterflies in glazed ceramic murals that combine his vibrant painting and vigorous carving techniques. These humble insects inspire reflection on the precious environment and importance of movement and interaction among all creatures. Here's historian Paul George speaking about the site's history.
I'm Paul George, an historian by profession, a native Miamian. Lived here since the 40s. Joe Moretti Tower is named for Miamian, Joe Moretti. The name is also affixed to at least a couple clusters of beautiful Art Deco-styled apartments that were built soon after World War II in today's East Little Havana, as well as in the Brickell Avenue neighborhood. We've got this complex on a ridge which extends from the bay inland for the better part of a mile or so. And that ridge that served to cool down a whole area hosted a lot of houses and apartments and even businesses in an earlier time. You did have natural springs. You had this subtropical hammock, which is like a jungle-like environment of thick, tall, leafy trees. The Brickell family hailed from Ohio and then moved to Miami in 1871. And they began to purchase land in the Brickell Avenue neighborhood until they owned everything, probably as far west as today's Marlin Ballpark, all the way over to the mouth of the river on the South Bank. They anticipated that someday Miami would become a significant city. And when the railroad entered Miami 25 years after they arrived here, that's 1896, they began to develop, to lease, to sell, and they became very wealthy as a result of that. And it was always a very leafy, beautiful, quiescent neighborhood. Today, of course, it's just buzzing all the time. Simpson Park began as Jungle Park in the mid-1910s. And at that point, it was about 3+ acres. Today, it's about double that. And if you want to see the way much of that area looked before development, you go to Simpson Park. That's that hardwood hammock that covered where today's Moretti Tower is. That's the way it looked.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.